This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What it is, another happy, exciting version of Tyrus and Timp. Devin is on vacation.
Is that true? She's on a vacation?
So I feel like...
they're both on vacation.
Oh, well, Jason doesn't count. He doesn't speak. So
we're running the show this week. It's weird.
The kids have the keys to the building.
She's on vacation again?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
What's this occasion? I think just summer vacation.
It's just time. I'm sure there's...
So it's not a surgery.
No. You know what? Let's not do this. Let's not let Devin flood.
That's true.
The pot. She's had two Devin All About Devins, and I feel like podcasts in a row. And I feel like she's like so confident. She's like, I can take the week off. I've done, you know, I've been the mainstay. So, you know, but we countered. Katiana is back with us.
Yes, of course.
And of course, we know from her trivial fight for apartment independence.
Also, I love that we've called her Katiana, Tatiana, Titiana. I'm surprised nobody's gotten in the comments and accused us of being racist for refusing to learn the name that we made up.
Right. Yes. Well, as soon as they could find out what Katiana origins are from,
they want to
like,
try
how
hard.
Dare you treat the Scandinavian person this way?
Hey, I'm 10% Irish, so.
Yeah. Well, we're all 10% Irish.
Like, yeah, probably.
Well, I'm like 35% Scottish, so a little bit of Swedish in there. So, but, you know, and 100% man. So I don't know where that came from. I'm actually ashamed.
You
even
love
said
people's.
That.
Do you love like those Instagram bios you see though? Like it's mostly women who do this.
Yeah.
Where it's like 50% sweet with a shot of tequila.
Yeah.
It's like go get over yourself.
I hate that.
Like I saw. Well, gosh, what's another one? Fluent in sarcasm.
Yeah,
oh, God.
But don't like, get any
up.
Jokes.
Do you know those? It's the brand is called Ray Dunn, and it's sold at like Target or whatever, and it's all of those like really basic like live laugh love like signs are like it's 1 o'clock like in the kitchen. It's just all of that entire category.
It's Margaritaville.
I hate it.
I honestly can say I have tried because when you first get on social media and you're an entertainer and you have to build content, you try things. And I tried like the word of the day, but my word of the day kept being like fuck.
Yeah.
So, you know, like advice for the day. And it was like I could not maintain. I think I had one that was like 30 seconds with Tyrus where I would just like tell you something. Mm-hmm. I did three and I just couldn't. I could not carry it.
Or, this is another one. Like gypsy life or like nomad, like travel, whatever. And it's like, okay, no. You're not
digital
living the
nomad.
You're not living the gypsy life.
Yeah, you're not
when
in a
you
horse and
when
carriage.
You when you go between luxury Hilton resorts in different parts of the country paid for by your parents.
Yeah
that's
no,
not gypsy life. That's called spoiled brat life.
Tyson Fury, the undisputed world heavyweight boxing champion, comes from gypsies, and their story is not a pleasant one.
No.
They didn't travel because they wanted to. They were constantly being hunted down. They literally were not being accepted by society. So when someone says living that gypsy life
like,
with a smile on their face,
it's kind of rude.
Yeah.
It's not. No.
It's disrespectful.
No, it is. It is. You're not
eating a charcuterie by the pool.
Yes.
It's not the same.
I think it's safe to say if there's ever charcuterie
involved.
In what's going on with your day,
then it's not,
you're having a wonderful day.
Yeah, exactly.
Day 36 in prison is the same charcuterie board. I'm tired of pistachios and honey.
Yeah.
What does a charcuterie board look like in prison?
I would imagine it's the same.
It's
just the meats. You know, damn
it's
it, Kate. I was trying to make a point. Like, even if you're in prison,
right.
and you're served a charcuterie board.
That's fair.
It's a pretty cool prison to be in.
That's fair.
It probably doesn't even have bars in the door. You're probably there at will.
Yeah, it's
like how long should you be here?
A charcuterie board is like luxury. Like that equals
the board itself.
Yeah,
is expensive.
Yeah,
like you know, that's like if you get a charcuterie board, you don't throw it out.
Yeah, if you get a boy, because they don't, like, no broke people are serving, you know, like, charcuterie parties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whenever you serve food on wood, you're having a good day.
What would you want on your dream charcuterie board?
Okay. I actually can answer this.
You can?
Authentically.
Okay.
Okay, so, Philly cheese, right, with hot pepper jelly. It goes across the middle of it.
Ooh.
Chicken, it's like a chicken salad, and there's like four different kinds of crackers, and then it's got to be Goya, say some cheeses.
Goat cheese.
Oh. No.
Gruyere.
It's like a good one.
I don't know how to say it.
It's like the one. It's the one that you like.
Gruyere.
It's kind of soft. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that, and then you got to have like cashews and mixed nuts on it.
Ooh, okay.
Okay, so this was a Southern thing when I first moved to Louisiana. Ingrid used to make this. The only problem was that you would gain 17 pounds after eating it because the idea would be you wouldn't eat so much of it because there's only so many crackers, but my big ass would hop up quick and just get some more crackers.
Refill
just keep loading up the crackers.
Yeah.
So it is not healthy, and then sometimes people will get like different types of meat, like... It's not cooked bacon, but it's not.
Is it prosciutto?
Yeah, it's like stuff like that.
Yeah,
that
you put or on like the thing. Salami or like pepper, little pepperoni.
Oh, and some people put grapes.
Yeah.
A little bit. So I throw some grapes on there. I think that's the way I go.
What would be on yours, Kat?
I don't know because I don't know the names of the cheeses.
You can have vapes on a charcuterie board.
Oh, yeah. I have
vapes. You can have a vape just like, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. It doesn't necessarily. I think when it gets to charcuterie, it's endless.
It doesn't matter as long as it's all on a board.
Yeah, that's
it's all about the presentation.
Yeah, it has to look a certain way.
Like mine would be like Cheez-Its, Oreos.
Right.
You know, like probably like, I would throw some Tums on there.
It would be a munchy charcuterie board.
Yeah.
Things that you would only eat when you're high.
Like I like snacks.
Or Judge Jeanine.
Yeah, she eats
Oreos a lot.
On a daily basis.
She gave me a position. I didn't ask for it. But
you have
she
to collect
stuck,
the Oreos?
I have to collect the Oreos. But
before
she will
anyone
send,
gets a chance. Yeah.
She will
in the
send
snack room?
And
yes.
keep them from
yes.
her because she was training. But she would find a way to
That's
get
amazing.
Oreos. And then I would always catch her with an Oreo in her mouth, which is good because she's not cussing. And, and I'll be like, and I literally did, because I'm a parent, I'm like, spit it out. Give it to me. Because she told me, like, if I stop her, that she would give me $100. And I was like, my salary. Okay.
That is so funny.
That's
yeah.
so funny.
That's like,
if you catch
that's like
me,
someone asking you to, like, if you shovel my driveway.
Yes.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. She hasn't paid up yet. I've caught her so many times that I can make this profession. And
what's your title?
Oreo
connoisseur.
Catcher. Yeah. And so I stuck my hand out and I was spit it out. Because I'm a parent. Right. I've done that to my kids before. And she was defiant and put another cookie in her mouth. Then so I squeezed her nose. Because if you squeeze her nose, you have to open your mouth and get rid of the Oreo. She just kept going. Like she could do this all day. That's when I realized I was not dealing with a normal human being. And I just backed out slowly and said, I'm done. You are way more committed to eating Oreo. I can't stop you. There is no stopping you. And she would then the next day there was piles and piles of Oreos outside her office. She eats Oreos. Doesn't matter. The flavor doesn't matter. She's an Oreo eater.
Woman
so
after my own heart.
Her charcuterie board, I can guarantee you, would be nothing but Oreo cookies.
Oreo cookies.
And peppermint patties.
That sounds like a great board to me.
Yeah. But I challenge anyone to ask Judge Jeanine about peppermint patties because she literally does the commercial.
I know. She talks about it a lot.
Yeah, the old commercials. Like when you're like, they feel the wind in your hair and like all that kind of stuff. And it's like.
Right.
But you just got to say it more, you know, like judgy.
Right.
But. Don't you dare touch that dial, and if you do have a dial, you need an upgrade. We'll be right back.
Hey, folks, it's your man, Keyshawn Johnson, here to talk about Angie, formerly known as Angie's List, your go-to home services, marketplace for getting all your jobs done well. Now, you might be wondering, what exactly is Angie? Well, let me tell you, it's the nation's largest home services marketplace, connecting over 150 million homeowners with skilled professionals to tackle any project, big or small. As a homeowner myself, I always have things I want to work on for my house, whether it's general home renovations or fun projects like putting in a pool. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it a breeze to research, compare, and hire pros, ensuring every job is done well. Whether you're fixing a leaky faucet or planning a full kitchen renovation, Angie's got your back. And get this, folks. Angie's pros aren't just any old contractors. They're your neighbors, often running small businesses right in your community. Plus, they've been rated and reviewed by others in your area. So you know you're getting quality service. So why stress over home projects when you can turn to Angie? From finding the best price to scheduling a pro at your convenience, Angie's got you covered every step of the way. So get started today at Angie.com. That's Angie.com or download the app today to get started on getting all your jobs done. That's Angie, your trusted ally in home services.
I need more charcuterie boards in my life, though, I feel like. I've never...
We could do a Tyrson Timp charcuterie board.
We could, but then we'd have to describe everything, and I'm pretty sure between me and Kat, because...
I don't know.
Little unknown Kat fact, Kat can eat.
Yeah.
And she's not going to be like, oh, I can't have one.
No, yeah.
The entire show would be us eating.
Yeah.
We'd just be eating the whole time and like occasionally talk about how good the food was.
Right.
Oh, so it'd be 45 minutes of, man, have you tried that one? Oh my God, this is so good. You know,
right.
Like there would be, and then at some point Devin would go for one. We'd both be like, hey, it's not for you.
Do you have a preferred cracker? Like, do you like,
sorry. Sorry.
I hope it's me.
Yeah. Yes. Tim.
I'm like cracker, as in like, I can't even think of like Keebler's or
no,
toast.
I like the thin, crunchy ones that hold up so you can, because see, the chicken salad, it's got celery and stuff in it. So if you stick, if it's a soft cracker, it'll break.
Right.
Yeah. Like
nothing,
a sturdy cracker.
Yeah. It's like salsa. If you have a bad chip, it ruins your day because then you have chip debris in the salsa.
Right.
And if it's in a group setting, you don't want to be the guy who's the chip who can't dip a chip.
Well, you have to send in the rescue chip.
Right. You got to go get it. And then someone will accuse you of double dipping.
Right.
Which is, to me, one of the most horrible things.
To be accused of?
No, I don't double dip. Unless it's a defensive double dip.
Okay.
So what I mean by that is, like with my daughter, Georgie, habitual triple dipper, finger dipper.
She licks the thing.
And literally will walk over to me, dip one dip, right? Take a bite of the chip and then go, Daddy, and dip again, because she knows that I won't eat it if someone double dips.
She's some smart girl.
And then she'll take the charcuterie board and go about her business. So then I countered her, and I forgot who I was dealing with. So I double dipped back. I was like, and what? She's like, okay, triple dip.
Yeah.
Ran out of chip. She was like,
no!
Finger dip. And I was just like, you rotten little child. I love your... She actually got in big trouble this weekend.
Really?
Oh,
so,
no, what'd she do?
I was working on a joke that I thought was funny. It wasn't mine, but I wanted to change it a little bit. And it was the husband store. I told it on the Three Wise Men podcast, right? Which is under the Tyrus and Timf umbrella. We're expanding. And I was trying to change the, because it's a long joke. Mm-hmm. There's many levels, Kat. It's a husband store and it's six stories high. And you can go in and you can get a husband. But there's one rule. Once you go up a story, you can't go back down. So when you walk in the first door, it's like all husbands have jobs. So any husband you pick on that floor will have a job. Mm-hmm. But she's not satisfied. So she goes to the second floor. And the husbands have jobs and love kids. And she's not satisfied. Then she goes to the third floor. All husbands have jobs, love kids, and are attractive. Still, no dice. Goes to the fourth floor. All husbands have jobs, love kids, and are attractive, and they're romantic.
Okay.
It's the quadruple threat on the fourth floor. You go to the fifth floor, it's all those things, plus he's a CEO of a major company on the fifth floor. So you get it all. And she still wants to go to the sixth floor. And she goes up to the sixth floor. Now, while I'm in my office, like, sometimes I'll just kind of, like, say something out loud, look in the mirror. Kat, do you ever do that when you're, like, playing with a joke? Because a lot of my stuff is spontaneous. So when I'm trying to think of something, I'll be, like, trying. I was in my office just, like, talking about it, trying to think of a different way. Well, Georgie was spying on me. Apparently, she gets paid to spy on me. I was not unaware of this. So she was like under my desk while I was doing this thing in my little office.
Oh my gosh.
And I got the thing and then I'm like, and then she goes up to the sixth floor and I hear, "Bitch, you ungrateful." And I went, "Oh," and I started dying laughing, looking around like, "What the hell?" And she was like, she went all the way to the sixth floor. She should have stopped at floor three. So, "Bitch, you ungrateful." And I just died. Her mother was like, "What was that? What was that?" And she was like, "The husband's store." She went all the way up there. She just kept going up. "I can't be this. I can't be satisfied." So I was like, "Bitch, you ungrateful."
Oh my God.
And I just fell out. I mean, we could not stop laughing. But I knew when the laughter was over. Ingrid wasn't playing that shit. She was like, "Hey, you don't, what, B word? Like, what are you doing?" Like, I was like, here's the problem when you're a comedian. And Kat, you will run into this one day. When your kids make a joke and it's good, you cannot discipline them. You gotta love the timing, the craft. You know, and like it was better than any punchline I came up with.
Yeah,
that's
so
great.
The joke is not is morphed into working on my joke, and my daughter
it's good
killed it. Like, and I was even like, she said it kind of hood. You know, and I was like, and her mom was like, "Why do you talk that way?" She was like, "That's how Daddy talks when you're not around." And she's like, "Well, why does he talk that way when I'm not around?" She's like, "Duh, you're a Karen. You'll tell on him."
Oh,
and
man, I remember the first time Georgie called her Karen. She'll hit you with that Karen quick now. Yeah.
And she's like, "Mom, it's a black thing." It's like Georgie has recently embraced her blackness. So, and she's literally be sitting with me, be like,
"There's nothing you could say to that."
No, but her mother was like, "You are like 70% white. Like, what are you?" She's like, "Hello, hello, relax."
Put a hand up.
Yeah, she does. Like, she does.
Wow.
And then I'm like, okay, have you been YouTubing black women reactions? Like, how are you coming up with this? And she was just like, "Dad, it's either in your blood or it's not in your blood." And
wow.
I was like, "Okay, you're right. You're right. My bad.
Wow.
My bad." And so she practices her catchphrases and stuff, but her mom laughs so hard because she's like, doesn't know where she got that from. Because she was like, she was doing this the other day. She was FaceTiming one of her girlfriends and she got mad at him because they had their little chat, little girl chat.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm hearing this clapping. I'm like, "Oh, somebody must have did something good." Georgie was like, "No, I'm trying to talk to you and you are not listening to me."
She needs a set of acrylic nails.
Yeah, she was going, "Please stop." But her mom does that too. So that's not a racial thing. That's just a, "I'm mad. I'm going to clap at you," which is, I think, is one of the worst things you can do to somebody.
I don't think so. I think the worst thing you can do to somebody when you're mad at them or they're mad at you is to just be chill.
No, yeah. You and I subscribe to the all good lifestyle.
An entire inferno is blazing inside of you, but you just say, "All right, like, oh, wow,
right.
Like, relax."
The worst thing you can do is be indifferent.
Yeah.
The worst thing you can do.
Yeah.
Because if you care, they're like, "All right." If you're mad, that means you care.
Right.
But if you're indifferent, it's like,
I am
unbothered.
Indifference needs to be in body language, too. Like, right now, Katriana is
Triana,
sitting with her arms crossed. So if your arms crossed and you're trying to be indifferent, it doesn't work.
No, you got
to
be like slouched.
You got to lay it out. You got to lay it out there.
Kind of look around the room like, "That's fine. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Guys.
All good."
Yeah, guys act like you're the only guy in the room. Go straight spread eagle. Like, widen it up and just kind of lean back. Lean to the side like you're singing in your car. Just with your arm off the roof, just having a good time. And then you hit him with the, "My bad, you're right."
Mm. All good.
Yep. Women do it better. Women do it better because when you do it to a woman, she'll just go deeper. She'll fire deeper. She'll make some kind of comment about you physically, and a man's ego just won't let it ride.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do, and when men get emotional and start yelling and get upset and they want to fight and they really feel strong about that, when a woman hits you with the, "Oh, that's fine, dear. You're right. Just go to sleep. I got it. That's fine. You're right. Nope. You're right. It's fine.
It's fine."
Yep. And you're like, "No, I want to fight." She's like, no, there's no fight. You're right. You're always right. Go do you. Go out with your friends."
I would never say you're always right.
Have fun. Go out with your friends. Have fun. But you know that means you're not going to have fun because the entire time, if you actually are dumb enough to leave at that point.
Have fun. It's all good.
Yeah. There it is. That's it.
Yeah.
The entire time that you're out with your friends, you're quiet. "Hey, bro, you ain't even finished your beer yet. She told me to have fun." And you came out anyways?
Yeah.
You dumb. Get home.
Get
home now. You have no clothes left.
Run.
The house is on fire.
or your brother just got a really nice phone call. Like, you need to do something.
Yeah.
And then you have the one lonely friend who's like, no, bro, don't worry about it. Like, bro, you live with
your mom. That's why, exactly. Yeah.
You didn't worry about it.
You're a basement dweller for a reason.
Yeah. So women have more power in that department because when a woman doesn't care, there's nothing you can do. You cannot get it back. Guys would still be driven by physical needs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But when a woman's fed up, it's a wrap.
Yeah, when I'm done, I am done.
Yeah. And they won't even tell you.
Yeah, no.
They just, And a guy, and what's funny is when they're done, that's when the guy's emotions come out.
Yeah.
That's when he's like, you don't understand. I love you. I just couldn't say it. Well, I wish we had more time.
Men, like, they always, like, even in a breakup, like, a woman will have a really hard time because we actually get upset about it. We take time to be like, this, be bummed out, talk to our friends about it, maybe talk to a therapist about it. And then we're genuinely able to be over it and not carry all that baggage around with us. Men aren't like that. Men are like, oh, I'm free. Like, you know, let's go out. Yeah. Like, I get so many women, like, blah, blah, blah. But then, like, that's why when the woman's already over it is when the man is starting to, and then he always comes back.
Right. Oh,
I have never had a guy break up with me and not resurface.
Yeah. So, and you're already like, and I'm five like, miles I'm gone. Gonna,
yeah, my life is actually I'm much gone. Improved yeah. without you in it.
Yeah, I don't need her. Yeah. Bruh, so happy. So happy. Hey, what happened to Johnny? He stepped out in front of a truck.
Yeah.
he wouldn't have felt the 747 hitting him. He was so messed up. When a guy gets his heart broken, it like takes him so long to like figure it out because he surrounds himself with idiots who never tell him anything. They all tell him the wrong thing. And you know what the worst thing is for a guy when his heart's broken is another woman.
Yeah.
Because
like she was controlling you. It's like what by not letting you fuck other people.
Yeah. Like, and then you're out to dinner with the new choice, the new one.
And you spend 5 minutes around her and you're
everything
like,
she's saying, you're like, what is this bitch talking about? Why is she talking to me about this stuff?
Right.
And you know, and you're it's like a new interview and you're just like, oh man, my babe would never do this. Like, and then you realize like the little things that she would do for you, the new one's not doing.
No.
Not even a little bit.
You like that little note in your lunchbox? Forget about it.
Ain't happening.
No, Yeah.
No. And then you got to deal with her stuff.
Mm-hmm. You got to learn a whole new person.
Yeah. And that's a lot of work.
A whole new person.
A lot of work.
All of their triggers and their past trauma. Yeah.
And every time you look off, what are you thinking about? And you know what you're thinking about, but you can't say it. And guys aren't quick like that. Like, I'm quick on a lot of stuff. But, like, if someone asks me, like, what I'm thinking and it's emotional, I'll be like, I don't know. The sun's out. Why are you in my business? Like, would you back up? It's too much, yo. Yeah.
I was having a conversation with some friends on Sunday. We were all out for one of my friend's birthday. And, you know, the group was really mixed. Like, some people were married. Some people were dating.
So by mixed, you mean not culturally. Yeah, okay, Because, you know, Tatiana's sensitive.
Some people were single, like, in their 30s. And a lot of both the women and the men and, like, even gay men are complaining about the same thing, which is, like, there's people on apps and there's men on these dating apps who are, like, 46 years old. And they're like, I just don't really know if I'm ready for a relationship.
Oh, my God.
No, you've been blitzed.
It's like,
I will say this. As men get older, those who are, like, embracing the wisdom of being older, you don't really need as much social contact and affection anymore. So a lot of the guys will be like, if they're really dealing with the stuff. Now, I'm not talking about the guy at 45 who goes out and buy a Corvette and goes to get every injection of testosterone replacement he can find and hair plugs and stuff.
Right.
That motherfucker is in for a long haul, because here's the deal. As much as you're improving yourself, there's a young guy who's better. That's just the law of the jungle.
Unless you're rich.
But that's the factor. Yeah. That's the factor. Right. You have money. Because
if you're rich.
Yeah, certain women, you could have, like, you gravity could be horrible. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're,
as long as your bank account is going up, it doesn't matter what
else
is.
If you're keeping your balls in your sock, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have a holder in your sock for your balls.
Have those been invented yet?
No, they're coming.
They should. Okay, we're going to add them to our product line.
I'll make a note for Devin.
Yeah, make a note for Devin. We want socks for old men to rest their balls into securely.
We'll call them ankle boulders.
Tyrus and Tim's ankle boulders.
But they will look past that, you know, because
you got money.
Yeah.
And that's the wrong woman.
That is the wrong woman.
Yeah, of course.
Because she's thinking, I only got to do this for another few years, especially if I push him to be young, get him hair dye and make him travel and do all kinds of like CrossFit training and stuff. Right. He's going to have a heart attack. And then I get it all.
Stay tuned because we got some crazy stuff coming up right after this.
For me, it's date. I don't know. People, I never dated, like, I wasn't like, I never wanted to get married. It just sort of happened on accident because, like, my relationship with Cam is so, it's like easy, you know,
right,
like,
yeah.
It's not that we've never fight, but when we do, we both are approaching the fight with,
well, you're completely
like, we want, right. We want to resolve it. Like we have a disagreement, but we both have the goal of, we want to move on.
Right.
And I have this other friend who's in a relationship and the goal is to fight that she can hold it over his head.
Yes. She can be right.
For his, and I don't. And it's shocking and how many relationships are like
woman.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, there's
shocking.
People like that.
Yes.
Who cannot say what's on their mind or in their heart. So I'm having a bad day at work and I just can't say, hey, I'm having a bad day at work. Mm-hmm. I'm not in a good space. So probably whatever you're trying to talk to me about, I just need a few minutes. Instead, they'll be walking in the door looking for combat.
Yeah.
So they'll feel better.
Ooh.
At the expense of you. And those people that do that, they look for fight because they're in. Being with an insecure person is the worst person to be with.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's even worse than a cheater because at least a cheater, you have to catch them.
Yeah.
So there'll be this period where you don't know anything. But when you're someone insecure, it's 24/7.
Yeah.
Everything you do affects them because of their insecurity.
Mm-hmm.
And they will have a problem with everything. Like you go out to a restaurant, before you're even at the table, they're already bitching about the waitress or the waiter, or they're already complaining about the prices or how bad their day was or how, oh, he's probably going to spit in my food. It's so much to you deal with to where at some point you're literally like, listen, what I think you should do is go cheat and have someone to talk and complain to and then come home when you're done.
Please.
Get out
like, I insist. I'll drive you to the dude's house if you will stop putting these complaints on me all day.
Absolutely.
You know,
let the side chick deal with it.
Yeah.
Side dude, chick,
whatever. Yeah. No.
Wait, not that I would have a side dude. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Not
but
that
I'm
there's
just
anything
saying,
wrong
yeah, it's
with
just
that.
Not my
right.
No. Thing. And I guess I mean for us specifically, and I don't know. I don't want to assume that you feel this way or don't. But for me, it's like our jobs are like fun and easy in some ways, but they're also like emotionally exhausting in a way that another job isn't because you have to be on and you have to perform. So pretty early in the relationship, Cam realized that like, I just like don't want to talk for a little bit after I get done with work. Like
I need to just be turned off.
Yeah. For a little bit, like the ride home, like just like turn off because you have to be so on regardless of what kind of day you're having.
Literally,
you got to flip that switch. So that does like have an effect on you in your brain.
Because you have to perform.
Yeah.
You cannot go on the show. You might get it. Well, on Butterfield, we might be able to get away with it once where I'm like,
I just don't feel like talking tonight. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, no, I don't want, I don't know what, I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah.
Like,
that's your
job. I didn't read the rep because I was fighting the whole time. No, sorry. After a couple of those, or even in some cases, one of those, you're replaced. You're done.
Yes.
And what happens is people see your job and they see the laughing and stuff.
Yeah.
When you're a comedian, they think, oh, that's easy. That's such an easy job. That's such an easy job. And it's not. And it's time consuming. And the time you put in to speak for a minute doesn't even make sense.
Yeah.
Like, it really doesn't make sense. Like, for example, now, Kat's a journalist, so you do a lot of writing.
I do.
And I do a lot of watching because I'm more of an improv guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to watch all this stuff. But you will probably work on just one subject, probably 3 hours, just to get something together and have something that nobody else is going to say.
Yeah.
For literally 60
and
seconds.
Something that you haven't already said.
Or
if you have, then, you know, reiterating it in a way that's interesting.
Yep.
Because I have people be like, well, you work more 45 minutes a day. Like,
No.
I come out of bed and I go sit. That's the fun part.
The fun part is getting to put it out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the work is behind. Like when someone's like, hey, let's go to the beach. I can't. I got to prep for stuff.
Pack.
They're like, why can't you do it at the beach? Because I can't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like, why
then
you
just look like an idiot.
You
at the
just
beach.
Watch TV all day. I'm watching Rachel Maddow.
Yeah.
Not because I want to, because I need a perspective.
Yeah.
You know, and like they'll be like, oh, it's just TV. It's so easy. It's not, listen, it's not construction.
At a drop of a hat.
I'll give them that. It's not construction. Okay. You're not breaking your back physically, but mentally sometimes it can be just as taxing, because then you have to go home and be husband, or you have to be wife or boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, best friend, parent. You can't be like, oh, I'm exhausted. Plus you have to deal with the pressures of you can't have a bad day on TV.
No.
You really can't.
Yeah. And you think about like how it is fun. And I'm so grateful for my job, but it isn't easy.
But you've earned it.
Yeah. And
it
didn't fall in your lap.
You're there because you're there.
Yeah.
No one can do what you do.
If you're doing it every day, think about how much life, think about how much life happens, throughout the however many years, you've been doing this. There's so much. And life, none of this stops for your life.
No.
So, Tyrus is taking a quick break, so we're just going to keep talking.
Yeah.
You're going to keep talking. I don't even know what time it is. I'm in a great mood today, which makes me so suspicious.
Why are you in a great mood? What happened?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing has happened.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I have no idea. It's just I need to move. I need to leave New York because I'm way happier when I see the sun.
Yeah.
The sun, even though I'll probably be outside today for a cumulative 3 or 4 minutes.
But you got the 3 minutes.
Yeah, walking to and from Ubers is going to be my outdoor activity for the day. But it's just, I don't know.
Well, I live in New York too. And in the winter months, I was like, oh, this is horrible. Why am I in such a bad mood? And then the moment the sun peeks out,
I
was like, wow. I'm a whole new person.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's the best. I'm so happy. Just what a beautiful day. My friend is coming to this show today.
That's
I don't know
fun.
If that's why I'm excited.
I mean, it's the halfway mark between the week. So it's
It's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
How's your living situation going?
It's good. It's great. I have no people to deal with. It's great. There's no roommate drama. I blocked them on everything. So I don't even.
Did you move out without telling them?
I did. I moved out. I told them I was moving out the night before.
Yeah.
And then I just packed all my stuff up. And I did technically wasn't moved out till June 28th. So I had my keys. I was like, you can't have the room. It's still, I had some stuff in there, whatever. And I progressively moved some stuff out. And they tried to fight with me about, different various objects, which was so stupid. And then finally.
How did they fight with you about objects?
They were like, well, you took our Windex. And I was like, are you kidding? I was like, okay, I'll give your Windex back. Okay. Oh. Even though I probably paid for it.
They got to clean the Coke mirror off somehow.
I know. I was like, all right, I guess.
Do they have a Coke mirror?
I don't know. Probably. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe. But I left my little tumbler top so that they could continue to use it to smoke their whatever they were smoking. They used it as an ashtray. Did I tell you that?
No.
They used my, they did so many things. First one of them.
Okay. We're finding some old tea out. Tyrus is back about the former roommates of Katitiana.
Yeah.
And
just things that they've done.
She said that they used the top of her, one of those coffee tumblers to ash blunts into.
Yeah. I didn't tell you that. I didn't tell you that.
Right?
There's more, too.
Somebody got to go.
Yeah. That's unbelievable.
You can't ever drink that again.
I left it there. And so here's the thing is, when I was like, hey, can you please make sure all of my dishes are clean because I'm moving out? They're like, sure. And she was washing the thing. It's permanently stained from their ash.
Blunts.
Yeah,
blunt ash. It's
like
hardest
cherry pie.
Thing.
Yeah, it's not coming out.
It's like the sauce in the Tupperware. It's not coming out.
Yeah, exactly.
And she was like, do you want to throw this out? And I was like, no, wash it. It's mine. I did leave it there, but...
But at what point, I mean...
Yeah, it was really... I wrote it in my letter I gave to them, by the way. I wrote them a long letter.
You wrote them a scathing letter.
I wrote them
I would have gave them a scathing ass whipping and just beat the rap.
I left them a letter that was like, you should basically be ashamed of your behavior because I wanted them to feel bad. And I did it and I left the keys and I blocked them on everything. But they also bleached all of my kitchen towels. They spilled coffee on my kitchen rug and threw it out without telling
me. You mean spilled or threw?
I don't know. It was months ago.
You have to understand when they were doing all this stuff, cocaine was legal.
I just knew that they used cocaine because they had that hallmark like emotional instability because they zap all their serotonin on the weekends and they're just a bitch the rest of the time and then they're super manic when
and then they get paranoid around you and start blaming you. Well, it's her. It's the sober one who pays the bills. She got to go. She knows too much.
Yeah.
Was there ever a time when they were like, yo, come do this line. Come join the tribe.
Absolutely not.
They never even offered you to join?
No, selfish. I wouldn't have done it. But
I mean,
no.
You would think it's roommates, you know, like I've been asked to partake in things by my roommates. Yeah, and I was like, no, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. I have like had two sinus surgeries. I have chronic like sinus issues. Yeah. Snorting drugs is not
not in the repertoire.
It's not something that I think would be good for me.
Right.
Yeah, not really my jam.
I think the worst thing was that I was staying. It was between couch surfing and I was staying at a buddy. We weren't really friends, but like I was in town. I think I was in town for like a week. I had a football tryout or something in Dallas and I was working out and I was only there. It was like a 3-day thing. So a friend of a friend was like, hey, you can stay at my buddy's house, him and his wife or whatever. Mm-hmm. They're really cool. You'll like them. They go out, they're partiers, blah, blah, blah. I was like, cool. Mm-hmm. I don't have to pay for a hotel, right? So he hooked it all up or whatever. And like, so I wasn't their roommate, but I was staying with them for a few days. And then like while I was out there, there was other scouts and one of them was a scout for the Cowboys. He's like, hey, we're having a workout in a week. Can you stick around and like, let's work on some stuff and train and you can work out so you can go in the thing. And I was like, cool. And I was like, awesome. You can train at the facilities. And they had this thing called fast twitching, which is like crazy for your muscles. He goes, and we can get you, you can go fast twitch at our program a couple of days. So I was like, oh, this is awesome. So I was like, hey, they're willing to put me up in a hotel and stuff, but they're like, no, you guys can stay. You can stay. You can stay. Night five, right? I get back from practice. I'm chilling. And dude's there. And he's like made me a drink before I even came. I didn't even ask for a drink. It was just a drink
That's
there.
That's nice.
It was not. That's it felt nice at the time. But I'm only telling this story because it's not nice. So, because if it was nice, it ended there. And he made me some drinks. And we're friends to this day. That did not happen. So he starts, we're having a drink. And then he pours me another drink. And I remember it was like he was making was whiskey and Coke. He kept and he was like good sized glasses. Right. And I was like, oh, man, I got to slow down, you know, because I'm training and stuff tomorrow. He's like, well, just loosen up, you know, like have fun, whatever. And I was like, OK, like, cool. So what's up, man? He's like, man, my wife just can't stop talking about you. Oh. You are so funny and tall and athletic. And I was like,
oh, boy.
Thanks, man.
When he moves from the personality to the physical, you know that you're in the danger zone.
You're just a big, strong guy. You're like, he's like, did everyone tell you, like, you kind of look like the Hulk a little bit? I was like, yeah, I've heard
that.
Once or twice. That and Andre the Giant, Bigfoot, Shrek. Yeah. There's been a few. Yeah. They're all kind of in the same group, but appreciate it. She's like, well, what do you think of her? And I was like,
oh, no, it's a trap.
What do you think of your wife? I mean, you like her better than I do. You married her, right? I said, she's cool. Why? You know, she's cool. She's like, well, she's upstairs just hanging out. Did you want to maybe hang out with her for a little bit? And I was like,
oh, my God.
Again, stupid, dumb, not knowing.
Ooh,
it was
boy.
Just like what? Play like video like,
yeah,
like,
she want to play video games?
Yeah, I was like,
games.
Literally like, oh, hang out like what? He's like, oh, just go out there and just kind of hang out and have fun. See
How
what
old
happens.
Were you?
I was like 23, like, and I was like, I'm trying to make it to the NFL. Like, I'm like, huh? So I go walking upstairs, like, okay. And she's like in, like, I had never seen a woman in a long gown before. It's like lingerie, but it's like a
silk.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Like and I was like a silk. And she was just hanging out and she was like, hello. And I was just like. And she's like, I'm going to make this real easy for you. Like, and I'm like, oh, okay. And she was, we can have a good time. It's just a couple rules. And I was like,
rules for what?
What are the rules? And I'm like,
then what game are we playing?
I'm still not knowing. And she's like, well, my husband likes to sit in that chair and we have fun and he's going to give us directions and stuff. Like,
oh my God.
It's like role playing. And I'm still like, what, improv? Like,
yeah.
And like, and then
like
it
charades.
Like all of a sudden
script.
It hit me and I was like, what? He's like, well, he likes to watch. I'm like, and again, like all of a sudden, like it was like slow motion. I was like, like he watches you have sex with other people. And she was like, well, yeah, he's going to watch me have sex with you. Like, if you're cool with that. And I was like, nah. Like, nah. Wait, how close is he? It's like, he like where's he? Wow. He sits in that chair right there. I was like, nah, hell no, I can't do that. Nah. Well, here's the cold part. This was 11 o'clock at night by the time everything happened. And I now didn't want to be there anymore.
Yeah, because
I was like, what? I was like, no. And I came downstairs. I was like, bro, what is wrong with you? He's like, what's wrong with you? He's like, how rude. Like, we let you in our home. We're giving you some hospitality. I offered you to have a good time with my wife. And, you know, and I was like, no, I'm good. Like, no, I don't want to be here. I'm leaving.
Interesting.
So then you have to ask the guy who tried to get you. What is it? Cuckold? What is it called?
Yeah.
Yeah. For a ride to like a Holiday Inn or something. Like, I was like. Trying to call my homeboys. They're all at a club. So I had that awkward moment where I just sit outside and sat on the stoop with my bag, like with my arms crossed, thinking I should just whoop everybody's ass, you know. And, so eventually I got a hold of my buddy Martin, who came and got me, and he was like, what happened? And he was like laughing. And I was like, he wanted me, he said, did you do it? And I was like, no, hell no. He's like, you didn't do it? He's like, oh, I would have did it. I said, you would not have done it. There's no way you would have done it. And it was like, and by the time I got settled and I was like, damn it, I left my Nano there and my headphones.
Nano?
Yeah,
no.
I needed it.
No,
I needed
the Nano.
Because like they're expensive and I'm broke, so I had to
go back.
But I asked Martin to go with me.
Okay,
and,
all right,
and he literally said, like, you know what, I'll go get it.
How long did it take to go get it?
Yeah, he didn't. He left and. Like the next day he came back. He's like, yeah, man, it's weird. I said, yeah, thank you. But people will ask you really strange things when you're under their roof. So at least you didn't have that.
No, I'm grateful I didn't have that experience. Wow.
And listen, I'm not judging.
No.
But like, I always think I have the worst luck when it comes to things like that.
I mean, that's.
I would have knocked her up.
Yeah, you're absolutely
yeah, this
right.
this is my baby's mom and her husband. And we're here for breathing classes. You know what I'm saying? Like, what happened? Well, funny story. Like, you know, like, it just.
Yeah.
So I think I dodged the bullet on that one. I mean, although he was short, so I think he was probably thinking worst case scenario.
You get a tall kid.
He gets this giant kid that he gets to take credit for and go to all his PE game, all his Little League games and stuff. But, you know, but it was just people ask you the weirdest stuff when you're under their roof. Like, there's been a lot of things. But I find it crazy that your roommates never try, because people try to bring you into their stuff, so then you're part of it. So you can't be judgmental.
They didn't want me to be a part of it. They wanted their own thing, and they wanted me out.
Is that typical with cocaine users? Is it like an elitist, arrogant thing?
I thought it was just it's a thing that girls do.
Yeah, girls do that.
Girls want you to not.
Bros always want you to be a part of the party.
Yeah.
No.
Literally.
No.
Including the party, meaning marriage.
Yeah. I mean,
marital bed.
Yes.
The marital bed party.
You don't go in the marital bed with the marital man.
Yeah.
Probably, you know what? And he's probably like a coach or something, you know, like giving his. You don't want that. No one wants. It's bad enough when she gives you tips. You don't want to hear that. Like, no, what?
Yeah.
You know, so it was very. I look back on that part of my life and I was just like, I think I handled it pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, well, I didn't handle anything. That's probably the downside. But that's one that I look back on and be like, yeah, I did the right thing. Because I 1,000% would be like, that's one story you never want to tell. It's like, well, how did
mommy and daddy meet?
Well, mommy's husband had daddy over for some drinks.
Getting him nice and loose.
And then a magical thing happened that night.
They all played Monopoly.
He went to get coffee, and you were made. Like, is that uncle? Well, in the state of Texas, he signed the birth certificate, so technically that's dad. Like,
yeah.
I just wouldn't. Yeah, it's just no one's ever done a movie like that. Like, what would you call it? Like the cuckold trap? Like instead of the parent
cuckold
trap?
Cuckold me close, little darling.
Cuckold me close.
It's good.
We're done. There's nothing we can talk.
For more podcasts.
My little darling. I'm cramping. Oh, I'm so glad I went pee earlier because it'd be everywhere right now.
And now, I have to save for more podcasts.
You have to because I'm cuckolding him close.
For more podcasts that are very exactly like what you just heard here. All under the Fox News umbrella.
Brett Bear, eat your heart out. You think Dana Perino could push on her one more thing? our new book, Cuckold Me Close, My Darling.
Cuckold Me Close. Oh, man. Well, everybody. Also, if you don't have tickets to come see us live.
Yes, because there will be some cuckolding you close.
That's not an invitation into my marital bed,
No, and there's no room in mine.
This is an invitation to New Jersey.
Yes.
September 23rd, there's still tickets.
Yes. And the more you buy, there is a possibility for a second show.
Absolutely.
So we're willing down to do that. And also, since you're in the buying mood, if you could go to major... podcastmerch.com. You can pick up my new action figure because we're about to break a record.
Cool.
And if we break said record, they have guaranteed me a Tyrus and Timph action figure pack. So
amazing.
So that will be amazing. So you can have a little Timph and a little Tyrus in your marital bed. Cuckold not included.
That's extra.
That's not available.
Not available. Cam does not have a sense of humor.
I am sold out. Yes. I am sold out.
Yes, and I'm guaranteeing you that the management on my side would not have it. Not even a little bit. Oh, man, please.
More podcasts.
TT, you already did that part.
Oh, okay.
You said FoxNewsPodcast.com.
Yeah,
okay.
Right,
all right.
Okay.
Take us home.
Enough said.
Yeah, I think enough is
We've had enough. We've all had enough.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.